we thank you for today. We appreciate you for today, oh God. Thank you for today. Thank you, oh God, from the beginning, oh Lord, you've been by our side. Holy Spirit, divine, we ask, come and have your way in the name of Jesus. Speak your word on top of life. Amen. Take all the glory. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please be seated in Jesus' name. There's a song that goes like this. I don't know if I will get it right. You can't even play this. So don't worry about yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The song says, somebody help me with that song. It's Yoruba song. The song said, God, don't let me go without seeing you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have come to your presence.
And the chief came after
the dark. May I not go without seeing you. Hallelujah. Can we sing it together? Let us learn it. Hallelujah. Majewala na rio. Jesus to us Majewala na rio. Jesus to us Majewala na rio. My prayer for you today, you will not go the way you came to Jesus. By the special grace of God, we'll be talking about youth on fire. I want to appreciate all the ministers of God we have. I pray that the Lord bless you. Today we are going to be talking about something a little bit inside of it. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 30.
15.
Yes, ma'am.
The horse leech had two daughters, crying,
give.
There are three things. That are never satisfied.
Never satisfied.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Four things say not. Is enough.
Uh-huh.
The grave.
The barren womb.
The earth that is not filled with water. And the fire that said what?
Is not enough. Hallelujah. That person beside you, get fire. Says, get on fire. And stay on the fire. Hallelujah. Get on fire. And stay on fire. Hallelujah. We've been talking about fire. And the minister said, is that by one is back.
Be of the be Sean Israel.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When is that with a spark?
The many of that be Sean Israel.
Leviticus, please. Leviticus now we Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 13.
Now we sit down for a portion.
Yes.
The fire shall ever
be what, mommy?
Burning.
Upon the altar.
It shall never go out.
What would you please?
Hello, my.
What would you please?
Hello, my.
Isaiah chapter 6.
Isaiah 6.
So you can get an understanding of what I'm talking about. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1.
Isaiah 6, 1.
In the year that King Uriah,
yes,
Uzziah died,
I saw
the Lord sitting upon a throne.
Continue.
High and lifted up.
Continue.
And his strength filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two to cover his face.
Okay. Continue.
One cried unto another. Said, Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
Continue.
The whole earth is full of his glory.
Okay.
The post of the door moved at the voice of him.
And
cried.
Continue.
And the house was filled with smoke.
The house was filled with what?
Smoke.
Continue, man.
Then I said. Woe is me.
Woe to me.
For I am undone.
I am done.
Because I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people.
In the midst of people unclean lips.
For my eyes have seen the
Lord. My eyes have seen the Lord.
The Lord of
hosts.
And flew one of the seraphim.
One of them came
unto me.
Yes.
Having a lead pole.
It took a pole.
The jabber of that, you know, there.
And what did he do?
Muhammad the jabber of that, you know.
He took it in his hand. He had taken with the tongue.
Yes.
From off the altar.
And
he laid it upon my mouth.
From the altar, I laid it upon my
mouth.
I said, no.
These have touched thy lips. And thy iniquity is taken away.
Look at the next verse.
But also I heard the voice of the
Lord. Then I heard the voice of God saying,
Who shall I see? Who will go for us? Then I said,
Here I am. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One moment. Hallelujah. God is good.
All the time.
He took the fire, the coal.
Who was shall jump up that now?
From the altar.
We never missed back the Darabah.
In the altar of the Lord,
smoke and fire.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When there is a spark in your life,
when you come to our altar,
what follows is smoke. When smoke follows, what happens
next?
Fire. He said, let the fire remain on the altar. The fire must not go out. That is to say, when a youth is on fire,
and your fire will not go out,
you will be spreading unto God. The smoke will be coming out of you. When the smoke is coming out of you, you cannot say to him, Lord,
send me.
Lord, send me.
A youth
that has no fire.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Sickness can jump in.
Madam, you are not forward.
And stay. That is why today,
as you see that later,
be the last day. You must get that fire and stay in that fire.
To
get on the fire of the Lord. Get on the fire of
the Lord
and stay inside
that fire.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he said,
I shall go again.
The fire must not go.
I have not matter to you, stop it.
They don't get drunk enough.
So much in government.
First Corinthians,
please.
So you will get it clear.
I shall tell how better.
But why does it for you must stay? Who am I that this fire must remain in me? 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'll read from verse 16, please. Yes.
Know ye not.
Know ye not.
That ye are the temple of God.
Holy dear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Know ye not. You as a youth. You are the temple.
Enter and hide of the parabola.
Where is the fire to be?
And then we will win.
In the temple.
In the hide of the parabola.
He told Moses.
Who was the Musa?
The fire of Congo.
I shall matter to be talking.
Why?
Yeah.
It burns.
The under fish die.
Where is burning?
The Malikonga is
dying. Now, so me.
Be disturbed by you.
It is out of my soul.
That's beyond the end of
the day.
It's shabbat.
Say, don't you know?
But God did the man.
Not
the
Jew.
He will enter.
At the temple of
God. I'll take the parabola.
I don't know if you're getting
the parabola. I don't know if you're getting the parabola.
You have to get the fire.
In that land, you're going to enter the land.
You have to stay on that fire.
In that land, you're going to talk about the land.
Your fire must not go out. I'm
not going to be talking.
Your fire must not go out.
When the fire of the
Lord comes out of you, the glory of God has come out of you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you know the funny thing? Even when they carry the tabernacle, there, inside
it,
the fire is still on it.
To walk on the land is
the gold is burning. It must not go out in the command of God. Keep the fire burning. You keep the fire burning. When the fire of God is burning, when you see what is unclean, you don't want to go in there. Because why? You don't want the fire to work. Let me continue. We are here.
The Spirit of God dwells in you.
The Spirit of God dwells in you. In Leviticus, he said, on the altar, the fire must not go out because my Spirit dwells there. Now in the olden days, it was in the temple. Now in the new days, in the new covenant, when Jesus came in the New Testament, he changed the temple to you. You,
God, enter
at the temple
and heikel tower.
You
enter
at the temple
and heikel.
My spirit,
a rock beside,
dwell inside
me. Just good for what?
So give me money.
For a style, though.
It's not said. Give me money. I can't remember that song. What you can go like? See that glorious day. Hallelujah. Keep me burning. Keep me burning. I just have to keep burning. I must not stop burning. Because why? The glory of the Lord is in me. The Spirit of God is inside of me. Hallelujah. But let me continue, please.
Defy the temple of God.
Whoever defies the temple of God,
him shall God destroy.
God will destroy you.
For the temple of God is holy.
Is holy.
Which are which temple ye are?
Which temple are you?
Enter your heaven.
Yes, which temple?
Shabbat. Enter your heaven.
He said,
God,
whoever
I shall
defy the temple of God,
and I can do that.
He will destroy.
I
don't know why. He is too old to stay in the temple defiled. You,
Inta,
me,
Anna,
are the temple.
And I come to Taraba.
Set your life on fire.
What fire?
You set your life
out of Hayakum
on fire. Stay on.
Cool, Mustafa.
Don't leave the
fire. Come over
another.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the
time. Are you guys with me?
Yes.
Read verse 19, please.
For the wisdom of this world,
yes,
is foolishness with God.
Uh-huh.
For it is written,
uh-huh,
he taketh the wise in their own craftiness.
Hallelujah. Amen. Second Corinthians, please. Second Corinthians. Are we there, please?
Yes, sir.
Have you read verse 16 of it?
Okay.
Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16.
And what agreement?
And what agreement?
As the temple of God.
I cannot hear that man.
What agreement?
What agreement?
As
the temple of God.
As the temple of God with idol. Continue.
For you are the temple of the living.
Look the person beside you.
I am the Lord.
You are the temple.
Who are Haikal Taraba?
You are the temple of the living God. What business do you have
that
with them?
Yeah, to show what it and the man as a tiny.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you enter with this fire, you will be
hit.
You cannot stay. You have to shake yourself.
You have to
shake yourself.
To go to finale,
you want. But when you have no fire,
like in the Malikuma, the night,
you are far from God.
It's the Bahi Manoba.
You are very far.
It's the Bahi Chita.
He will see you doing things that are ungodly.
هيشوفوك تعمل حاجات ما بيرضوا.
You can rewrite your
destiny.
You can break the wall of Jericho for your family.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God is good.
All the time.
Man, I was talking to somebody. And the question was, why is it that everybody get to this particular grade? They fail. They don't pass that grade. Hallelujah. And she told me,
what I don't know.
I don't know.
I said,
go ask your mother. Hallelujah. I said, I felt something is wrong. I need to know God
of mother.
When I was talking to the lady, she told me, in that same grave, I failed. In that same grave, I
failed.
In that same grave, the other one failed. And this is the
only
one. And when they failed, they leave the school. I said, this is a cause. And all her children failed in that same grade.
Especially we love the prophet.
And none of her children
passed
that grade. And all of her children left school. Generational course. But when you are a father, in your father's
Psalm 34 verse 5 says,
to create him. When the fire enters, they can see you. You can never be ashamed. Because the fire of the Lord is
inside.
Children of God, do you want that fire? You will stay in that
fire.
For the Bible says,
it
will baptize you with what, man?
Fire.
Not with water. And guess what happened? Immediately you accept Jesus. He says, come over here. That is why he's going to ask you one question today. In the book of Revelation, he says, you are neither hot
nor cold.
He said, you should choose one.
You
can have it hot for Jesus. You can never be Jesus and
devil
at the same time. You need to decide where you want to stand. You either fire up
the aim at the side
or question.
I will not be there.
You can point the fire through your sinful life. You can point the fire through the life you lead, dead life. You can see the fire burning. You can keep it burning and burning. But going closer and closer to
water.
In your prayer. In your study the word. You are the temple of the Lord. You are the temple of the living God. God will born inside of you. He wants to set himself on fire in your life. He wants to change things that are not right for you. Are you ready for him? He said, I will put my spirit. Well, before the spirit can come in, you must be ready. Isaiah said, I will die. For I have seen the gods of
God.
For God said, no, you will not die. He took the fire.
Do
you want to pray right now?
I want to close us and talk to your father. You've been hearing the word. You had it yesterday. You had it on Friday. That you need this fire as a youth. You need to spark up for God. Don't be like Samson that saw the light after he had lost his eyes. Don't allow the Laila to take you away. Don't allow the things of the world to take you away. Without God, you can never be something in life. You need to ask the Lord for sex, Lord. Youth, we are the one that holds this generation right now. We are the one that can control this world right now. We have the power to do everything. We are the only one that can save this world. God is waiting for you as a youth. He's waiting for you as a youth. To use you. To do his work. Why are you running away? Why are you running away? Why are you running away? He's calling you. He wants to set you on fire. He said, I will set you on fire. Stay in the fire. Don't leave the fire. Remain in the fire. Remain in the fire. Because when the fire is out, I will no longer be there. I need the fire. Because God himself is the consuming fire. He wants the devil to run away. When the enemy sees you, they tremble because you carry fire. Father Lord, set me on fire. Set me on fire. I want to remain on that fire. Set me on fire, Lord. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. I want to stay in this fire. I want to remain in this fire. Because when your life is in that fire, I tell you, everything that is difficult, the fire will burn them away. Because consuming talk to your father. Get this fire. Get this fire. The fire of the living God. Let it burn inside of you. Don't let the fire go away. Embrace the fire of the Lord. Invite the fire of God to come inside. Say, Father, I want to stay in this fire. I want to remain in this fire. I don't want to come out of this. Let the fire be in the morning. You are the temple of God. God's Spirit wants to live inside of you. Tell him to purify you with fire. And to support you with fire. That your prayer can be accepted from you. When your body is on fire for Jesus, when you want them on the top, he hears. Your word becomes sweet for you. Your word becomes sweet for the Father. Because fire is inside of you. Fire is inside of you. Ask for the fire. Ask for the fire. The Father sent no fire for you. pump it up right now. God, we want to meet your fire in our life. We have had a pain of a wine. Now we need a spark. We need a spark. So that we are hearing that we need a smoke. When there's a spark, when the smoke follows, when the smoke follows, the fire follows. You will continue fire. You can light to the smoke that comes to you. The sweet fragrance that comes to you. That is why you say, let the fire remain in the altar. So you can be hearing the sweet smell that comes from the altar. My Father, set us on fire. That we will be hot for you. That we will be hot for you. We don't want to be cold. We don't want to be cold. Set us on fire.
Thank you.